KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Monday, July 27th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. South Central Alaska's largest natural gas utility is asking state regulators to reconsider their decision on a project that would have expanded natural gas storage. That's after the Regulatory Commission of Alaska denied NSTAR's request earlier this month, saying the utility had not provided sufficient information. NSTAR President John Sims says they have been working on this project for more than a year.
This reservoir is almost perfect for what NSTAR views as its short-term and long-term needs.
NSTAR proposed developing and operating a depleted reservoir in Kenai, currently leased and operated by AIX Energy, LLC, to store supplies to use during the colder months. In a 31-page petition filed Thursday, NSTAR says the commission's order lacked a true understanding of the problem. The project is the only viable commercial storage option in Cook Inlet, the petition says. The utility has to secure more gas storage to continue meeting the needs of its more than 150,000 South Central customers, and the petition says storage becomes critical starting next year. As far as gas supply in general, Sim says he is stressed about this winter.
There's a lot of planning going on for this upcoming winter about what happens if we have a gas supply issue because we're worried about it.
The RCA has 30 days to respond to the petition, and if they don't take any action, it'll be automatically denied. And next, taking a look at the coastal waters forecast from the National Weather Service in Anchorage, updated at 3:54 p.m. Starting with the synopsis for the Northern Gulf Coast, the North Gulf Coast, Kodiak Island waters, and Cook Inlet. A 1,006 millibar low develops over Kodiak Island this afternoon and exits to the south into the North Pacific through Tuesday morning. And for Catchmack Bay tonight, west wind 10 knots in the evening, becoming variable at less than 10 knots with seas to 2 feet. Tuesday, northwest wind 10 knots, becoming west at 15 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 feet, building to 4 feet in the afternoon. For Tuesday night, variable wind at less than 10 knots, with seas to 4 feet, subsiding to 2 feet after midnight. Cook Inlet north of Kalgan Island, tonight south wind 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, south wind 15 knots, becoming southwest at 10 knots in the afternoon, with seas to 3 feet. For Tuesday night, southwest wind 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cook Inlet, Kalgan Island, 2 Point BD tonight, southwest wind 15 knots, with seas to 4 feet. And Tuesday, southwest wind 15 knots, seas 4 feet. For Tuesday night, southwest wind 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And for the Shelikov Strait tonight, north wind 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tuesday, variable wind 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Then Tuesday night, variable wind 10 knots, seas 2 feet. For the Barren Islands East, there's a small craft advisory for tonight, with east wind to 25 knots, seas to 5 feet. For Tuesday, east wind 15 knots and seas to 3 feet. And Tuesday night, variable wind 10 knots with seas to 2 feet. For west of the Barren Islands, including Kamishak Bay, tonight, southeast wind 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Tuesday, variable wind 10 knots, seas 2 feet. For Tuesday night, variable wind 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And for Resurrection Bay, tonight, south wind 10 knots in the evening. then becoming variable at less than 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tuesday, south wind, 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tuesday night, variable wind, 10 knots, with seas to 2 feet. For Cape Clear to Gore Point, out to 15 nautical miles. Tonight, east wind, 20 knots, with seas to 4 feet. And Tuesday, variable wind, 10 knots, seas 4 feet. For Tuesday night, variable wind, 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Taking a look at the tides for the Saldivia District, high tide was at 2:57 p.m. at 15.3 feet on Kachemak Bay. Low tide is at 8:18 p.m. at 5.4 feet. And then for the Seward District, high tide was at 1:53 p.m. at 8 feet on Resurrection Bay. Low tide is at 6:54 p.m. at 4 feet. Sunrise this morning in Homer was at 5:38 a.m. Sunset is at 10:45 p.m. for 17 hours and 6 minutes of daylight. That's a loss of 4 minutes 28 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow is at 5:41 a.m. The sun rose this morning in Seward at 5:26 a.m. Sun will set at 10:39 p.m. That's a total of 17 hours, 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes and 37 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow is at 5:29 a.m. Moving on to a check of the weather forecast. For the Homer area tonight, there's a chance of showers before 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. with a slight chance of rain after 1 a.m. Cloudy skies, low around 49 degrees with north wind at around 5 miles per hour becoming calm in the evening. Then Tuesday, a slight chance of rain before 1 p.m. A slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. with cloudy skies and a high near 61 degrees. Light and variable wind becoming west 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Then Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 47 degrees. West wind at around 5 miles per hour becoming calm in the evening. And for Seward tonight, a chance of showers before 10 p.m. A chance of rain after 10 p.m. with cloudy skies and a low around 47 degrees. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Tuesday, a slight chance of rain before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers after 1 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 58 degrees, south wind at around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, a low around 46 degrees, with west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight. For Saldivia tonight, cloudy skies, a chance of showers in the evening with a slight chance of rain after midnight, lows in the upper 40s with light winds. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon with highs around 60, variable wind to 10 miles per hour. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 40s with light winds. And for Anchor Point tonight, a slight chance of showers before 7 p.m., cloudy skies and a low around 51 degrees, calm wind becoming south at around 5 miles per hour after midnight. And up in Anchorage tonight, scattered showers before 1 a.m., rain likely after 1 a.m. with a low around 53 degrees, southeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 6 p.m. is a live broadcast of the Homer City Council meeting. Also, KBBI is still accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening, and good evening.